Yep. This is the end of the line.
Right here.
Behind me. Welcome to the party. No, you should be fine. Apparently this store is supposed to have 100 units available at midnight, and if my calculations are correct, you should be lucky number 96? 97? I mean, I'll be honest, dude. I've counted the amount of people standing in this line like 8 or 9 fucking times at this point. I've been bored as hell just standing here, waiting, you know? Why am I standing so far from the rest of the crowd? Well, you see that woman in the middle of the line up there? The one in the red blouse? Yeah, brown hair and combat boots, that's her. I was supposed to be where she was in line since I got here at 2 in the fucking afternoon earlier today to get this damn thing since I couldn't get a pre-order. Yeah, but then, I don't know, around like 7:30 tonight, I had to piss. Like, really bad. So I ran into the store to use it real quick, and then when I came out, she was in my place. So I told her my situation, and she got all pissy at me, like, you shouldn't have moved from your spot if getting the console was so important to you. And we started yelling at each other until someone called the cops, and they basically told me to just leave and come back later unless I wanted to get ticketed for disturbing the peace. So I left and came back like an hour ago to put some distance between that bitch and me in the line. And that's why I'm all the way back here. Sorry. That was a lot to tell to a complete stranger waiting in line to buy a game console. You probably think I'm a fucking lunatic. Oh, you don't? That means a lot. Thanks. I'm honestly kind of shocked you even showed up. No one else has gotten here since I pulled up 10, and there should be still a few units available if my numbers are right. I guess some people drove by, saw the line out front, and said, nah, fuck that. Maybe you and I can buy the extras and sell them on eBay for triple the retail value, right? Nah, I'm just playing with you. Seriously, fuck scalpers. I'm glad you feel similarly. Getting a PS5 was the worst thing ever. I ended up having to wait almost a year after launch before I finally found one for retail price. Sorry, I realized I never got your name. Nice meeting you. I'm from Blas. Thanks for keeping me company back here. It's nice to know that not every Nintendo nerd is a complete jackass. I mean, I wasn't supposed to be alone here tonight. My ex-boyfriend and I were planning to be here together, but he's, you know, an ex now. It's okay. Thanks. It honestly probably was for the best. He's a great guy, truly, and the 2 years I spent with him were really nice, but he and I just had too many, incompatibilities to work out long term. Well, for starters, I think coming to things like this is really cool. It gives you a neat experience and a fun story to look back on for years to come, but he thought it was just dumb, stupid, waste of time. Yeah, exactly. I'm the kind of person who cherishes the memories surrounding things. He wasn't like that, you know? And there was more to it than that. I'm very organized, he's a bit of a slob, I like going out occasionally, he never wanted to leave the house, and, he had more vanilla tastes in the bedroom. What I mean is, he preferred much more, I don't know, traditional forms of sex? Meeting on the bed, missionary for a little bit, maybe doggy if he was really in the mood. And I'm just into doing it, wherever, whenever. Spontaneous sex is, well, it's really fun. And he and I just never saw eye to eye on that. Like, it's always just... It's always been a fantasy of mine to just have, like, a normal, casual conversation while giving someone the sloppiest head in public. Or just, like, having someone bend me over in the fitting room and letting them have their way with me. Sorry. That's TMI, I know. Oh my god, I need to know when to stop talking. Really? You're honestly pretty cool. Thanks for letting me vent a little bit. Well, that's enough about me, for now. What about you? Why are you here alone? No partner to speak of, and all your friends got pre-orders, huh? That's a rough hand, man. I'm sorry. Well, on the bright side, There's something kind of sweet about a cute girl and a nice-looking guy meeting and chatting while they wait to play Mario Kart World all night, right? I'm just messing, dude. Relax. You're not half bad looking, though, actually. I don't know. It's just been nice having a little company, I suppose. You've been so chill and down to earth, and after my breakup and that incident with that stupid fucking Karen earlier today, I needed something like this. Just to help the waiting go a little bit faster. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, tell me, would you consider yourself an outgoing person by any chance? Yeah? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being extremely extroverted. That's pretty high. You know, it's already 11:15, and no one has shown up here past 10 besides you and me. I think it's safe to say our spots in line are safe, yeah? Mm-hmm. And, you see that alleyway right there? Between the store and the bakery next door? I don't know about you, but if you're interested, I'd like to find out more about what kinds of games you like over there. Mm-hmm. Well, in that case... What are you most excited to play on Switch 2? Oh, Breath of the Wild. Good choice. Hey, if I do anything that makes you uncomfortable, just let me know, okay? I mean, Breath of the Wild was a great game. I think I liked it more than Tears of the Kingdom, actually. Fuck, that's big. Here, let me just... Yeah, Tears is great and all, but I wasn't a huge fan of the sky. Like, Nintendo spent all this time promoting it in the trailers and stuff, but then it really just had a few shrines, and that's about it. Oh my god, dude, don't even get me started about the fucking depths. I remember the first time I fell into one of the chasms and lost my goddamn mind, thinking there was going to be a whole new world to discover down there, and it was just rocks. And darkness. And reused boss fights. So bland, honestly. I mean, it truly is a really good game. Like, the final boss fight is awesome, but I don't know, I feel like it overcomplicated things a little bit too much. You feel me? Like, Breath of the Wild was just right when it came to introducing new game mechanics while not being too overwhelming. You know what I mean? It's honestly just nice to, like, boot the game up and run around every so often, see if there's anything you've never found before. It's just such a well-designed world. And, like, yeah, the story wasn't that great, but it worked for the type of game it is. Better than Tears did, at least. Oh, sorry, dude. I just have to know how this thing tastes. But, anyways... Yeah, Wild clears Tears hands down for me, and now we can finally play it on actual Nintendo hardware without the Korok Forest causing the game to drop to 5 frames a second. Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude, my launch day Switch sounds like a fucking F-15 taking off when I try playing that game sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I take it deeper? Honestly, it seems like the only games my OG Switch can handle without frame drops nowadays is Mario Kart and Smash Bros. Yeah. Do you like when I do that with my tongue? I could taste your pre-cum. You're leaking. Mm-hmm. my Smash main. I play a little bit of everyone, but if I'm actually trying to win, I usually pick Sheik. Maybe Marth if I'm feeling a little bit adventurous. Yeah, can you tell I used to play Melee a lot? I mean, let's be real. It's probably the best Smash game. Ultimate is great and all, but none of them allow you to combo as creatively and fluidly as Melee. Do you get what I mean? I mean, that's obviously a biased statement, though. If you're not into competitive play, then clearly Melee isn't going to be your cup of tea. I liked Brawl more than most, too. Though, I never understood why Snake weighed more than Ganondorf in that game. Did you know that? Dude, I'm dead fucking serious. Look it up sometime. SmashWiki.com. Snake is the third heaviest character in the game, behind Bowser and DK. I wish I was kidding. Yeah, you can pull on my hair a little bit. Yeah. Snake is a pretty cool character, though, so I'm not too mad about that. Speaking of which, do you think we'll get the Snake Eater remake on Switch 2? I mean, I'd like to think it's possible. We finally have a Nintendo console that can handle 4K. A girl can dream, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's actually a lot of ports I wouldn't mind seeing on Switch 2. I'm thinking Resident Evil 4 Remake? Exactly. That actually might be my favorite game of all time. I love the set pieces and gameplay, and it doesn't hurt that Leon looks like a fucking snack. He does, he does. Oh yeah, I'd 100% fuck his brains out. But I probably wouldn't mind doing the same to you. Well, what do you say? No, I'm being serious. We get our consoles here, take them back to my place, fuck each other stupid while the data transfer from our original Switches inevitably takes at least an hour. I don't know. Sounds like fun to me. You in? I'm liking you more and more by the minute, dude. Good. Cool. Okay. That reminds me, what time is it anyways? Oh, shit, it's already 11:40. We gotta get in there soon. Here, let me just... Yeah, you like it like that? Let me just get my hand. Yeah. Yeah. God, this has been so fucking satisfying. I never got to do this with my ex. He was always so worried about being caught. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to come. Yeah, right down my throat. Yeah, whenever you're ready, go for it. Was exactly as exciting as I hoped it would be. Yeah, I don't think either of us were expecting this kind of thing while waiting for a fucking video game console tonight. Hang on, you're a little bit messy down here. Let me clean you up.
this.
There. Much better. You know, I was being dead serious about what I said earlier about coming back to my place. Yeah, you're pretty cool. I could get used to being around you. Maybe. Potentially. Besides, if you think my mouth is good, just wait until you see what this nerdy pussy can do. So you're in? Cool. Come on then. Let's go.